looking for cover in a city virtually under siege. With attacks coming from the sky and on the ground, a population on the run. Leaving the streets empty and eerie. Barricades made of everything large enough to stop Russian troops entering the country's capital city, Kiev, the main prize in Vladimir Putin's war. But not everybody has left. Deep below the city, people have settled in for the long haul, hiding from bombardments and shelling. Daria Oblashevis has been sleeping in the subway with her two young sons since the war started. Her husband is fighting on the front line.
Nearby our house, there are such bombs. There are flying some attacks. We hear the sounds. He's very nervous about it. And here, we don't hear any sound. There are safe places. There's shelter.
And in the darkness of the underground, there is someone to bring a smile to her children's faces. Larisa Klimchik normally works with cancer patients, but they have all been evacuated.
I am very worried because my own children and grandchildren have been evacuated, but I have an older mother who's 86 and I'm very concerned about her. But the children I visit don't care about my worries. I have to support them. I have to support their mothers. That's why I must smile, be inspired, be energetic, jump with them.
The train company is allowing people to sleep inside the carriages to stay warm until they need to use them again.
For those who remain in Kiev, life has moved deep underground. Here they hope to be safe from Russian bombs and missiles, but they're all holding their breath for what's coming next.
And if they will be able to go back home at all. But some are taking their chances. This family left their apartment after an airstrike nearby. Now they are going home.
We are coming back. Do I feel safe? I don't know. I feel optimistic.
Why are you optimistic?
We are winning. So why not?
You don't feel the Russian forces are approaching the city right now?
Oh, they are approaching, but we'll see where they get.
Nearby, we find a family finally reunited after a nerve-wracking escape from Irpin, a commuter town near Kiev, now one of the front lines of this war.
We were leaving on foot from Irpin on March 8th. We were leaving on foot. We were leaving on foot to a subway station, which is nearly 2.5 hours of walking. There was a lot of shelling and shooting. There was no light, no gas, no water in Irpin.
Despite their fear, the family wants to stay together. They have to take care of their 99-year-old grandmother. She's too frail to move.
I really trust the Ukrainian army. I probably never believed in something so strong as I now believe in the army. But I'm very worried about my children. I can't tell you where I will go. If I take my children to safety, I will have to leave my parents and my husband behind. My heart is breaking and I don't know what is the right thing to do.
For now, she is staying with her mother and brother, in fear, but at least they are together. Clinging on to hope, the barricaded capital will be able to hold off a full-scale Russian attack that could come at any time. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.